So yesterday we went and connected with an animal guide, and I loved the sharing that people had with me about their particular connections. And some interesting things arose where one animal guide connected, but when they emerged outside, it was a different animal. And so that is multidimensional, which is what Crying keeps telling us to be. So don't be confused by that. Embrace that. If you have an animal guide that comes to you and then it becomes a different animal guide, just know that it is perfect in the moment that you need. And what I would like to do is to continue that connection that we have created with our animal guide, if that's okay with everyone else, to go in and connect and keep traveling with our animal guide. So with that, I invite you to go to that place where you connected with your animal guide and greet each other. Welcome, hello, thank you, I see you. Thank you for this beautiful connection we share. And once you've established that connection, let us continue our journey as we walk along a path and we come across a river. And the river is the river of learning. And there is a desire to cross this river of learning and arrive into the land of knowledge. And so together with your guide, what is the way that you are now going to cross that river of learning? Take a moment to work out how together you are going to cross that river of learning. And trust that those answers are already there. Because there's been many, many times you have crossed your own river of learning. And as you're in that river of learning and going through now, realize how easy it actually is to do that, especially that you have guidance from your animal guide helping you to do so. And so now as you come across the shoreline, you come up onto the land of knowledge. And what is that knowledge that you now have? Is it possible that within you, you have the ability to manifest and connect with the guides that you need for whatever situation you come across? And there is a willingness from the guides that come within you and the ones that come to greet you. For the animal guides, which are part of Gaia, are still a part of you. You came from the earth. You are made of carbon. Within you is the biology that grew from this planet. And so those animal guides that connect with you are part of you. And so here you stand in the land of learning, ready for the next lesson.
Allow yourself to extend the learning and the knowledge that you are receiving from your guide, as Monica so beautifully guided us, from the animals, from your own personal guide that emerged from you here in the valley, to also extend yourself more into the land, connecting yourself as we're sitting here all together in the slope of a beautiful area. Looking over on the other side is Teardrop Arch, and beneath us is the beautiful valley of Monument with its peaks and columns. The air is blowing softly, caressing us, loving us, welcoming us, greeting us, blessing us, just as we bless it back from our hearts in gratitude, with love, with our compassion, with our presence, our beingness here, just being together, honoring the sacredness of the community, the people, the souls that are the caretakers of this land, and their ancestors and their ancestors that came before them. And feeling more of that collective unity and connection we all share with all living beings, with all living souls, animals, and the plants, and the rocks. They all have consciousness. They all have different levels, different forms of energies. And this is such a beautiful space. We can deepen our connection to Mother Earth, to Gaia, as Father Sky looking upon us and smiling, with the multidimensionality that exists in everything and everywhere. Breathe and allow yourself to feel even more your sacredness, your beauty, your magnificence, your light and divinity, and connection to Source, to God, to Creator, to Spirit, that has no beginning and no end, that was always here and always will be, that love us unconditionally beyond anything we could ever comprehend, but we can deeply feel when we allow ourselves to love ourselves more with our hearts. So breathe consciously, slowly, even more, connecting yourself right now, right here, in this moment, that will echo later on for you, whenever you want, when you tune back into this specific moment in this tour. Nijoni, beauty, beauty all around us.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The meditations before this, the information, it holds energy. It asks you to participate. But when channeling is done, it opens a mini portal. That's what the channeling is, dear ones. The portal is not massive. It's not like some that you would open with groups. It's a minuscule one of connection, but it's a portal. And before I will do this, on this sacred land, in front of those, perhaps, who steward the land, before I will do that, I am going to ask permissions of the guardian of the canyon, those who have watched over this, who have watched over the stewards of the land, and have come before anyone else. I am going to ask permission for that portal. Sometimes it makes no difference to have a group come in and have a spiritual portal open and a channel given in most lands. But when you deal with these kinds of lands, you deal with that which is truly a beautiful hierarchy of stewardship of those who would honor this particular place and have for centuries. With that permission given, we can continue for the days that remain. And for those perhaps listening who know the Kryon work, you may say, well, we haven't really done that before much. And I will tell you, we've done it every single time it was needed. We are so aware of that which is here, which might not be in other places that we channel. Dear ones who are here, sitting before me on the rocks, this is a perfect scenario. You sit on sacred land, stewarded by those who are the ancients and the daughters and sons of the ancients, in a beautiful sunlit place where all around you is the glory of Gaia. It doesn't get much better. And for those of you who wish to open your hearts at this moment and listen, I wish to present to you something that I have presented for more than a year and a half, but now I want to qualify, quantify, explain perhaps a little more. This shift that this planet is in has been prophesied by these ancients. You are sitting in their prophecy. So this is not new to them. All that has transpired in these past few years, difficult that it might be, was anticipated by those who have followed the prophecies and know the land. And in this shift, there is something happening regarding the consciousness of humanity. We've told you now for 33 years to expect something that you didn't expect. Who would have thought that the old energy of the planet, which is still raising its head right now, that energy eventually would go and be supplanted or replaced by a softer energy of caring, of compassion? I'll call it a family energy that says we do not want war. A family energy that says, what is there that we have missed in that which we consider God, or that which comes from the love source, the creative source of all things? In other words, a consciousness that starts to advance itself in its own thinking. It raises itself to places it has never been before. This was the direct prophecy of the ancients all over the planet. And now you sit in that place. And in this, there are some new tools. I'm going to call them tools. But what they are is new awarenesses for you. If you are going to be one that I call old soul graduates or ascended ones someday, your ancestors someday, if that's going to happen, and we have predicted that it will, there has to come a time when you become more multidimensional and less linear. The linearity is that which you experience every day of life in the four dimensions you live and work in. But the dimensions that you can start to work with that are indeed the dimensionality of Earth, of Gaia, of the guardians here, of the canyon, those dimensions you can start to see. And what I mean by seeing is not with your eyes, it's with the senses that you have beyond your eyes. The ones that so many know are there. One's represented by the third eye, the bindi mark, the pineal. And so many of those who would celebrate in song and dance, even here. It's a celebration of things that are greater than you can conceive of in 4D. I want to introduce you to the ability to communicate with your soul. In order to do that, a brief summary of what the soul might be. What do you think of when somebody speaks the word soul? In the modern day religion of the times of this land, not the land we sit upon, but the culture of the greater continent, a soul is something you receive at birth often. Somehow it is apart from you, but it's very much aware of you, because when you pass, somehow that soul then gets rewarded or punished. And that is the purpose of the soul. I will tell you, dear ones, that's the kindergarten of all thinking when it comes to spirit. How many of you can feel in the sunlight, in the wind, that there is a consciousness of the land? Right now. That knows your name. That's because the land, Gaia, we call it, Pachamama, some call it, the love of the earth, is connected to the Creator. How could it not be? Everything you see around you was made at the same time. And dear ones, your soul was there to watch it. Your soul is the spiritual part of you, the God part of you. It is part of God. The creative source always existed, and with that creative source were trillions and trillions of that which were the source's partners, which we call souls. Did you know that? Were you ever told that? That makes the soul part of God. That makes you part of the Creator. When you come to this planet, all of that is hidden. As you begin the test of consciousness, which you are now in. But right now, you are in a crux that is going to change the planet very slowly. And in that, I invite you to meet your soul. And there will be those who ask how and what. And that is the subject of the channels in this great land. Wherever that takes us in this tour, these are the channels. The soul is accessible. In the circle of 12, we cross a bridge to get there. In the meditation of the partner Monica, it was the river that you crossed to take you there. There always is a barrier of thinking between four dimensions, practicality, and who you think you are to the next level. Some call it dream time. There are so many names that the indigenous will give it because they go there regularly. They go to that which is an upper world or an underworld to see things they need to see. There are so many stories of shamans which will then go to places, receive the information they need from that which is their spiritual soul, and come back and deliver their wisdom. Even that which is in the Old Testament, the metaphors are everywhere of this same property. Moses goes alone up the mountain to receive instructions. He is the shaman of that, his clan. It's everywhere, dear ones. And now we bring it home to you. Every single human being, old soul, has the ability to cross a bridge by themselves, if they choose to, and meet sections of their soul. This is the premise for the entire tour. And slowly I'm going to give you basic information about what is in your soul. Some of you already know, but I want you to understand it so greatly that you'll understand that it's not something separate from you any longer. That is what a higher consciousness brings, a higher connection to spirit, a higher connection to the land. It's an advancement, dear ones. And that higher connection, some have called a higher vibration, means more than just you sitting on a rock and singing. As some people say, that is what it is. It is not. It is far more spiritual, practical. It takes you someplace for a reason. If you're going to be in ascension status on this planet, you're going to have to understand a multidimensional connection, what the shamans know. And that is what we invite you to start understanding as we progress in this. It's going to sound a lot like Circle of 12, because we're going to ask you in every single lesson for your permission to go across a four-dimensional bridge or barrier into a multidimensional place. And I'll describe it for you. You don't have to even imagine it. I'll tell you what's there. And I do that so that you will understand you can do it. And there are those who would sit and say, why? Beyond that, which is a higher consciousness of humanity, what happens to me? And that's where it gets good. Dear ones, it means longer life. It means more joy. It means understanding the not understandable. Have you ever sat and pondered why things are happening to you? Have you ever sat and pondered why things are happening to the earth the way they are? Have you ever sat and asked your own guides what's next because you're at a dead end? I'll tell you this, all of those answers are there for you. You become your own guide when you're in connection with your own soul. This is dramatic. It's more than was expected. It's controversial in metaphysics, and there will be those who tell you it's not possible, it never was possible. And if there are those around, I will tell them, it's time you read the prophecy of the ancients, because they told you it was coming. And it is. That's what to expect. And these, the few lessons to follow. What is there? What could possibly be there that can help you on your life? Healthy? Younger? All of these things are possible because you figure things out and you rest in the love that is there. If you know what's happening, you don't have anxiety or fear. And that's your soul telling you what's happening. Do you understand the premise? The deeper you go into that which is yourself and your own spirituality, the more you relax, the more you can laugh, the more you find yourself smiling for no reason, and you realize that there is truth. When you hear, be still and know you are God. How would you like to have comfortable answers to difficult problems? That's available. We'll start that tomorrow. You're in a perfect place for this. Feel it. Understand it. Expect it. And lastly, this, if you're here, sitting on a rock, and you're saying, this is a mystery to me, I really haven't done this much, I don't know where to begin, here are my instructions. Number one, do you believe in the creative source? I think the answer would be yes. you call it God. Number two, do you believe a truth I've given you, that God, Spirit, knows who you are, and that there is angelic energies here in the rocks with you? Yes or no? Then here are your instructions. Dear Spirit, I'm in the dark. On some things, show me what it is I need to know. Take my hand and let's cross that bridge of knowledge together so I won't have to figure it out myself. And that's when the magic begins. It's called pure intent. You are heard. Definitely. You're heard. Gaia hears you now. Spirit hears you now. The guardians of the canyon, the ancients that have passed through here, they smile because you have just done what they know is possible. I am in Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.